Cousin, the rabbi is eventually going to show up. I'm sorry, so I just gave up in the last minute. Oh, well, it's the Landos. That's nice. Okay. Marriage of the Son. So Perek says, Tafresh says, yeah. The Klal Gadol Yedeinu. Torah mitzvah lamalam in ateva. Like it says, Ma yisrael la'odem b'chol ha'molei sheyamal tachas ha'shemesh. You have nothing to gain from all the work you do underneath the shemesh. But lamalam in ha'shemesh, says the Medrash Yeshua. The Shemesh is figuratively talking about the physical world. Everything we do in this physical world is not really producing anything lasting. The spiritual things we do in our life, those are the only things that really make a difference. That was the compliment of Klal Yisrael. We get up in the morning like a lion. Like Rashi says, the chesrim is that talent, is that tefillin. Yeah, we right away have the talent and tefillin. So if the person has a hard time getting up in the morning, then it's a big question mark. Why? How could that be? Part of our right, a person says, my nature is to be lazy. It's not true. Our nature is not to be lazy. Yeah. So Kamavan, we saw the physical side of the person, the nature is to stay in bed. But we saw the, if we appreciate the Midas Aruthnias that we have to gain from getting up in the morning, then we jump out of bed. But that's part of, that's Bitachon is basically. Bitachon is not just trusting Hashem, relying on Hashem, but putting ourselves into the world of Hashem. You cannot rely on something if it's something abstract. It has to be something real. A person's marking themselves to look at the spiritual things as the reality of the world, and the physical things as something which is just, we have to do, then life comes from very different. The average person, going to the bathroom is not a central part of his day. Even though something that's essential, with that you can't live. That's a necessity. It's not something that my success, or not a success in life is totally. It's part of life. By us, basically, we put the whole realm of all the things, Gashmi, not just that, and eating and panosa, things you have to do, which are important, and without them you can't survive. But they're not the success in life. The success in life lies over here, and recognize that Hashem put me in this world with all these spiritual opportunities to take advantage of. And when we live with that focus that I have this wonderful short life with these constant opportunities for spiritual growth, and that growth of that change that has something to remain with me forever, then every opportunity, if we really be focused on that, every opportunity will come up. We do it properly. Causes that my rabbi guraya. Mitzvah is gvura. Mitzvah, you need gvura. You have to get past your physical being a, what's the word? Sluggish or something.
Sluggishness.
Yeah. When you do a mitzvah, it creates. People have a mistake. They think when you do a mitzvah, there's a book up there in the heavens, and they give you a check. Is right there, and you get an extra check in the other book. It's also true. But every mitzvah you do, you're changing the whole hashgacha from a kosher over upon you. You're all making this difference. That's what the concept mitzvah there is mitzvah. It doesn't just mean that just because you do a mitzvah, then you may do another mitzvah. It means that you're naturally more apt to do more mitzvahs. You have a change in your nature, makes it more easier, even more pleasant to do mitzvahs. That's how the tzaddikim, they end up with doing these amazing, what they look like amazing feats, but they're not feats. They're just they were marking themselves to have a. This ruach ha'tayra that comes from every mitzvah that becomes more and more intense and gives them more and more courage. Yeah, l'chein We have to realize that we have a constant, if you want to use a not nice word, constant struggle. We have the sadativity that's telling us, you know, don't do it, or you can't do it, or it's impossible, or it's too much. The sadarufna says you can't do it. Come about. The person has to be honest with himself, because it's above his physical character. He shouldn't do it. The person wants to stay, become a big master and sleep 3 hours a night. That's the itar, because he doesn't, more, at least if he's not. 90% of the population don't have the prayer to sleep on. They want 3 hours of sleep. I remember when I was above, they used to say it from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was still alive at the time, that he said that he had friends that weren't less than him in Kishreinus, that they were Mitzliach less in their learning than him because they didn't sleep enough. They thought they were big Masmidim, but they weren't honest with themselves about their Kishreinus. So maybe they learned more as a day, but quality of the learning was much less because of a transient all the time. And once again, there are yechidim that can manage and less sleep, and there is a way, maybe a person even imagine himself to sleep less, but the person has to be honest with himself where he's holding. But where he's holding, you always have that thing that the Zohar tries to tell you that he could only do less, when very often he could do more. I tell you, this is mechaydim omol rav. Sorry, there's no easy way out. You gotta work. No brothers and no tricks and no new programs and all these things. You gotta work. The Natsa Lakhir Sativim and the Sinim Bodhi Kadesh and Iska the Tayyar of the Kis, Mitzvah the Kis. Yeah. Someone told me, Shach told him that when he was a Bokha, he used to chaz over every Gemara 40 times till he felt he was getting clarity in the Gemara. So he worked very hard. He ended up being what he was. It's the same thing. It's when he got to his older age, he had such a geschmack in the learning, he attuned himself and he was omelet, and it wasn't just a physical intuitive, but like I said, he got that siyam b'shamay in his limitator, because he was so devoted to it. He had a line when he had good thoughts, they said, oh, this is worth $1 million, it's worth $1 billion. Yeah. It's a way of really giving it value. You know, so okay, nice words, go on with. Then he didn't give any value. He said he once met somebody. He wasn't learning full time. He said, I just got such a big chiddush. I don't want to tell it to you because I'm afraid you're not going to appreciate it as much as I do, and it's going to give me a little bit of a bullshit. He ended up telling it to him that he's going to give a message over it. This is the most valuable thing we can do. Yeah, Shem Avzer Salom, Lakesh is Mesa, Koy Limsu Leitani, he said, yeah, who Omel Gomok and Zer? And he brings the Pasuk. Nefesh Omel Omel Loi. Nefesh that did invest his papers in his Limud, Omel Loi. The Oka Velopim. Who Omel Gomok and Zer, but Tayyar Melis Loi Gomok and Macha. He puts his energy in this place, and the Tayyar works for him in another place. It's Mabakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give this person, the Torah says he works for me so hard. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him Siyat HaShemai to have a deeper understanding of Torah. Because the Lomit Nisha Okaf, Kofa Pio Libri Torah. Yeah, he put all his mouth, his energy into understand the Torah. That brings the Yatash Shemai. That's the only way to do it. You just sit back and listen to a shir. So it's good, it's better than nothing, but to grow is like any relationship. The Torah is the kli of our deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cleat to Abbas Hashem, like it says, Abbas Hashem together, there at the So just like love, if you don't invest in it, it won't happen. The person gets married, he expects his wife to create a whole loving relationship, they just sit back and just wonder why it's not happening. Yeah. I don't know, the more you put into something, the more you love it. Someone told me beautiful chats from Avinu Gajati Shlita. It says that Avram Avinu, by going, I forgot the pasuk, but Rashi says over there, that he was, that he wanted matonas from the king. It doesn't make a difference. But the bottom line is, very strange rational book. Like, Avram is excited about getting Matanas. So, you know, Tanas Yichish. So he said, very sweet shot. He said, Avram Ravino was concerned that this king wanted to kill him, to take away his wife and kill him. So how's he going to get him not to kill him? So you get the king to give him a gift. So once somebody gives you something, they feel closer to you. They're not going to kill you. And the way to stop someone from killing you. Get them to give you a gift. Yeah. Well, that's what it is. That's what we know. That the more you give to something, the more you connect to it.
How?
What?
How to give? How?
So the person must probably give half. Yeah. Half. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So well, a person that's not, he wants to grow in his Yerusha mind, but he doesn't have energy to put into it. So he says the Anton Mikhail said, he should ain't no omel because koichai, she yochel, had a ain't no reisek lal. The sign is really not interested in it. And this is the line that so many people forward. They say, I want it so much, why am I not getting anywhere? And the term I want it doesn't mean anything. Because wanting what they are doing is not wanting. That's basically what he's saying. If you put all your credits into it, and you really care about it, you're diving for it, everything is, you do everything you can, that's the shows you want it. But if you're expecting it to happen by itself, it's not going to happen. And it's both of the is anyone who knows anything, where anyone's honest with themselves, the things that we really work on and the things we really respond for, we do progress in that. The ones we don't progress is because it wasn't that important. Yeah. Yeah. And a person is always misspelled that he should be, everyone should look at him in a favorable fashion. He said that a lot of times to people that don't look at him in a favorable fashion. But he doesn't, he's never misspelled that he should do things that would make him favorable in other people's eyes. So, he doesn't get anywhere. He wants to be the same person. He wants everyone just to start admiring him for no good reason. Yeah. And then he continues, and the Mechem is a Yeitze. We know that we always have this thing with the Yitzhosha. Acha kola omel adayin and molen shem oisoini lo yoklo. And the bottom line is, we never win the game against the Yitzhara on our own kreifus. It's always Hashem steps in and gives the kreif over power. So that's when we're intrinsically find more powerful than the Yitzhara, because the Yitzhara is limited. We have a Kodesh Boko on our side. But the only way to do it is by activating Kabbalah Yoklo Kodesh Boko and showing you that we're doing our best. Gam nitzuach ha-yetzer hu l'mal ma'atev l'tzorach ha-odem litzos l'natzvoy l'mevel l'mesiyos nefesh rak of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Yeah. Tzvu mei en yonim berunim. Kol ha-shenidi l'el l'mazim b'kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael hu chayv l'asif. We have to use all the kelim that Hashem gave us, the physical kelim. Mitzad ha-atzlocha. Altivis, the supernatural, l'zokul l'siyad l'shmai v'zei shmokul v'tofer. Achreise rotzen der Wand, wo die Omel einoi rotzen der Kleid oder dem in der Amel. The person said, why do I have Kabbalah every Shemar Esrei, all 19 brothers? What are you doing about it? You're not doing anything about it, so it's not going to happen. If you put effort into it, it's a little bit loose, you're going to get more and more. But the first thing a person should do, if he wants to have more Kabbalah in Shemar Esrei, you should ask Hashem that. You should be the Kavanah Shmonesh. Don't even bother asking Hashem for help. So you want to do by yourself. Hashem said, I can try to do by yourself. You have to go to the Bakolot afterwards, and the mind is preoccupied of weird shock, and where to get the best deal. Say something more important right now. Kamuvan, the way to put energy into it is to make it into a sukkah. The mitzvah. So the process of being master of the tefillah, recognizing what the tefillah is, how necessary the tefillah is. You can try to think of the different things. The Messiah is full of that, basically. When you're talking about growing, he always brings the definition of this level of growth, and then the things that cause you not to progress. So also, do we ever take our time? Why am I not having kavod? What's stopping my kavod? You can never even think about that. How are we going to get up past something? We never even thought about the obstacles. Like a guy who's constantly going through an obstacle course and bumping on the same obstacles every time, with that, before he starts running, just look where the obstacles are and just go around them. So it's not the hardest thing in the world to make progress in. I mean, step number one is just pay attention to what you're thinking about during davening, other than davening. Yeah. There was another good that if one can do it, it's a good eighth. I heard it many, many years ago. Of just before you start from an answer, just stop for a second. And, you know, even when you're saying, Hashem is supposed to give to, just think, I'm now talking to Hashem, directly to Hashem, and I'm asking him to open up my mouth. But just stop for a second that, you know, the mind is thinking about something else before you go into it, so there's no way of stopping it. It's just to make a stop. I'm entering the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else is around. And I have both the need to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tremendous desires. So the mouth has a sweet line. Ani! Kizas Elikim Li Toit. It's the greatest thing to have Kizas Elikim. What can be better than that? To make personal conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishmak is that. I'm able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. Wow. I'm excited that it will last at least halfway through the first brother. So let's say this. At least you got something. But you had a sweet conversation. So you're so happy you said it. But if you get used to doing that before you start, just stop for a second in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is such a wonderful opportunity that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to me to speak to him. Maybe it's a helps to happen a little quicker. What?
What was the point once, a few years ago, down from the oldest and the girl, after each brother, he stopped. Kind of noticeable pause before he launched into the second. Mm-hmm. You know, our conversation moved any topic, so
it's a fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's he brings for the first of all. So just finish with that, which is basically what we spoke out now. Any nice avoid that he has to have three prerequisites. Number one is the chiyuv legal matzpoyim. He decides that he wants to do it. The second thing is a kavona laskoma. Lastly, mashavavavav. Not that it's a good idea, but he wants to do it. And the third is shishtad the ligmer ma'isa. Yibav and ibra yisil together ma'isa. Make it happen. So Avada, there's no room for bitochen. That's what he says. It's on the first two to say bitochen. The fact that I have to make a decision that's something that is the right thing to do, and the decision to do that is 100% up to me. Don't be yikes. Look, oh yeah, that's a need that's a nami. The other is my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashlom is a nice. Yeah, it brings a beautiful psukim from Shlomo, from David HaMelech. Hachicheni lam yisecho v'lam deni. Guide me in your dark hands. Yeah. Yeah, for the bogey, Yerushalem. So I would recommend, if you want it, you have free time to learn your Pitul Kufi test by heart. You see how the Lord now approached everything. The field, Hashem, all the good things. Yeah. Have a good day.